Right.
His name's Mark, not Joel.
Sorry. All right.
Ow. Maybe we could see if the Day and Smith could come in early if they want to appear in person.
I'm sorry? Yeah. See if we can get them bumped up early. I'll call on this one that Susan has added here, this Skaggs. This is Skaggs Foundation. This isn't
Cox. It's the hospital. It's Cox. They didn't change the names, but it's the main hospital and everything next to it in the next parcel. It's broken into two parcels because there's a section line between it.
Okay.
Manager, Cox Delta Field, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you and have a great day.
Mark, this is David Akers. I'll try your cell in just a second, but I have Susan Chapman here. I'm chairman of the Taney County Board of Equalization. I just wanted to verify that you guys have reached an agreement. One parcel is an exempt piece, and the other one was reduced value. I'll try to call your mobile. If we don't reach you, if you could call the clerk's office and let us know when you're available, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mark, this is David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. If you wouldn't mind, I just need to verify an agreement that you reached with the assessor regarding one piece of property that's exempt and the other one had a lowered value. I just need to confirm that with you. If you would call the clerk's office back and let me know when you could be available, we can give you a call back. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Day and Smith Investments are going to be here in person, but we were going to see if we had a number to call them and see if they could come in early. 367, I've got this right here. Yes, John, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know you guys have an in-person this afternoon, and that's fine, but I was hoping that perhaps you guys might be able to come in a little earlier anytime.
Sure.
I mean, come in anytime. We'll try to squeeze you in. We've got a few more calls we need to make, but I just wanted to see if you guys could come on over.
Yeah, I'm actually Lonnie and Tanner won't be able to be there, but I can I'm right here at the office across the street from you guys right now, so
you're welcome to either come in person or we can do it by phone. It doesn't make any difference, but if you want to come on over, that's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Do you want to do it right now or?
Okay, yeah, this is on BOE 367, a Day and Smith Investments. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, it's our understanding this has to do with the strip mall down there here in Forsyth, down there across from McDonald's. Is that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The assessor has a value of $728,379. Are you guys just appealing valuation in this case?
Correct. And what it was, they did have it at $1,641,000. They went back in, they reduced it to $728,379. We had just went in front of the BOE last year and actually had a conversation with Susan, and pretty much it was, didn't care what that really was, that they was doing away with that.
Okay.
Last year we went in front of the BOE and the value was set at $500,000, which was, we agreed to. All the documentation was presented as far as what we had purchased the property for. And I don't know if Susan forgot that or not, but it was all presented last year. I've got the packet from last year, and she personally made calls to the people that we didn't even purchase it from, but Tamara Owens, and then Tamara Owens called me and she wouldn't give her any information, and I explained that, you know, we'd already given everything, the dates we bought it and all of that.
Okay. And of course, the other, we have one board member absent today. We have the other board member, Jerry Moore, here, and then the assessor is here as well. So I wanted to allow the assessor also to speak to this, and then
yeah,
you know, we can talk to it. Go ahead.
Okay, and this is on which number?
BOE 367.
Okay, and who am I speaking to?
This is John Day.
John
Day.
can you hear her okay?
I can barely hear, but I can.
Okay,
well,
so
I believe.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, I never saw a packet when the BOE was here last time. There was nothing given to the assessor's office. Second, you say that you came in to talk to me, and I've never spoken to you in my office. I spoke to Melanie Smith. Is that what you're saying? We came in to speak to you?
That is correct. You did. And
okay.
I did come in multiple times to see you, but I wasn't able to speak with you because you wasn't there.
Okay. And so, and Melanie came in and she said, you know, that you sold the church section for $800,000. She repeated that several times. I lowered the value of the land to be in line with something that was across the street that was a low value that didn't match anything else, just to give you a break. But we went out and reassessed, and this property, cost-wise, I mean, you've got a lot to this property, and so on a cost basis, it's coming up to $728,379.
Okay. Well, last year we'd already sold the church, and we went in front of the board, and it was evaluated at $500,000, which was agreed upon. And then you told Melanie that you did not care what the BOE said, and that you could do what you wanted to, and that's why you raised it this year. And maybe I'm wrong here, but I thought there was a state statute, and I've got the paperwork on it here, where in every instance where taxpayers appeal to the Board of Equalization or the State Tax Commission, the assessment of the taxpayer's property, real or personal, and that appeal has been successful, then in the next following and all subsequent years, the basis upon which assessors must base future assessments of subject property shall be the basis established by the successful appeal, and any increases must be established from that basis.
Right. And we've had that issue on other cases, so we're certainly familiar with that. And I guess what I'm trying to remember, John, is when you guys brought in the information, was this also at the time, I think, COVID-related based on?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. But I've got our packet from last year with the, you know, the purchase, sold purchase. It was sold to Randall Ingenthorne on the I believe it's the 24th of February, and then we purchased it on the 24th of March. And all of that was there. And we purchased the entire property for $1 million. Now we sold the church, which was by far, I don't know, you know, Susan acts like we have a lot up there. We have not done anything. We did paint it. I mean, we can't afford to do a lot with it, but there's so many repairs. The church was by far the best part of that entire purchase. And that was our sole basis of buying this property. The church was going to have to be kicked out. We bought this to assure that the stuff was going to be, you know, have a place to be. So,
okay.
But I don't understand. And, you know, I understand that taxes are going to go up. It's just $250,000 in 1 year after meeting with the board last year is just kind of an excessive increase. And
well, and I think what the board has done, John, is that with COVID, you know, we gave a pretty good discount when people came in front of us, when they came in and told us how they had been affected. And so now we're looking at it as obviously past the pandemic, what is the true value of the property? So that's what we're trying to get to. I'm not, you know, we're an independent board, and we require the assessor to justify her number. And we basically, you know, a lot of times what we need from the taxpayers is what's very helpful anyway is an appraisal or a broker's opinion, something like that, to help us get, you know, in other words, we got to have some evidence in front of us too to try to also adjust if the assessor has got too much money on the property. And one thing you mentioned earlier, what did you sell for $1 million? Or what was purchased?
We purchased for $1 million the entire complex.
Gotcha.
And then we sold the church for $800,000.
Okay.
Can I say something?
All right. And I'm going to go ahead and let the assessor, she's got something.
Okay, I do want to straighten something out. I mean, you've alluded to the fact that I've said some things, but you admitted just here earlier that you didn't actually speak to me. And so to make it sound like I don't care or I don't care about the BOE, you're putting words in my mouth that I obviously didn't say. And you're just saying that, and so I just want to clear that up. But as the assessor, I just need to assess every odd year is the assessment year, and I go out and assess for what I find. And also, when it comes to the fact that I did not have any evidence from the last BOE, I never got a copy of anything. So then I do go back. If I have a number for a previous owner or whatever, it's, you know, I can trust, but I also have to verify. My job is to verify. And so it's nothing to pick on somebody, but again, trust but verify. Thank you.
Okay, from the standpoint of this one or this 728, you lowered the cost of the land to match across the street.
I did.
Okay, so it's, are you, from the land standpoint, John, are you arguing the land value or is it more just the building?
Well, I've got an asphalt parking lot and some buildings that are falling in. And would be more than happy to take that price that she's had valued at. But I don't know really what's comparable. My whole deal is I just $250,000. I know you said it's COVID related. The COVID didn't make my property go up $250,000 in 1 year. That's my argument. I think it's too high in the entirety, the land, the building.
Well, was it? I think the entire property was like at 1.7 or something before, and we
correct,
and it was dropped down to 500. And I'm just trying to go by my recollection when you were here
right. Before
and what we did. So I mean, I think that then you sold off the church, which you said was the most valuable piece since that time, which is the 800. Which if it was valued at 1.7, I mean that would still leave 900 potentially. But then you've sold off another piece on the end, is that right? Or did you sell any other part of it?
We just sold just the church itself. Well, yes and no. We sold the church, and then the church wanted to buy the rest of the buildings up there where the old restaurant used to be and the I think it's a tanning salon.